When he rolls up his sleeves, he ain't just putting on the Ritz. Our God is an awesome God. There is thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fist. Our God is an awesome God. The Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very soon, so you better be believing. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. And when the sky was starless in the void of the night, our God is an awesome God. He spoke into the darkness and created the light. Our God is an awesome God. Judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom. Mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. I hope we have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God.
He is amazing, and he doesn't want anyone to be lost. So let's pray this prayer before we leave. Our Heavenly Father, I confess my sin. I invite your Son Jesus into my heart, to make him my Lord, of all I have. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a blessed week, and don't forget, find that person that you can help.
You and I get tempted. It happens to everyone. It don't matter how righteous you are. It even happened to God's own son. Well, the devil just wants to drag us down. But there's nothing that he won't try. We need to call on the Lord in the time of temptation. Cause the devil is the father of lies. And that's why. And they say you don't give temptation a look. You don't skip devotions again. You don't quench the prompting of the Holy Spirit. And you don't mess around with sin. Well, Satan was once called Lucifer. And that name means brighter than light. And he led a rebellion against his God, and he was banished from God's sight. So if you wonder why we serve the Lord, and it seems like you're under attack, it's because you're still at war with God's church, and he wants to knock you flat. And everybody knows that. And they say you don't give temptation a look. You don't skip devotions again. You don't quench the prompting of the Holy Spirit, and you don't mess around with sin. But do better, dee 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 dee. Well, the book says the wages of sin is death, and that's a very heavy cost. But the good news is that the battle is over, and the devil's already lost. You see, Jesus defeated sin and death when he died and rose again. So let's claim the victory through Christ our Savior, and put our trust in him, and we'll win. Cause they say you don't give temptation a look. You don't skip devotions again. You don't quench the prompting of the Holy Spirit, and you don't mess around with sin. Cause they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spin in the wind, you don't pull the mask off the old Long Ranger, and you don't mess around with his sin.